This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning. Welcome to a special Thursday, June 30th edition of the talk show here on WSMI AM 1540. I'm Terry Toe, joined in studio by Vicki Schaefer from the Hearts United organization in Litchfield, and Jerry Dowding, who is in with us to talk about how he's going to be entertaining the folks at this special fundraiser that's coming up. And I guess, Vicki, we'll just go to you, and let's tell us a little bit about the when and the where and that sort of thing, just to let everybody know about it.
Hearts United will be having the fundraiser featuring Jerry's flutes on July the 7th from 7 to 9 p.m., and we will be having a dessert buffet at that time, and just really hoping people will come out.
And this will be held at the Litchfield Moose Lodge.
Right.
And folks can come out. And is there a ticket price to get in, or is it just
free admission? We will be taking a free will offering.
Okay. And there'll be other various fundraisers involved with that or that fundraising that night. First off, I guess, Vicki, let's go back and talk a little bit about Hearts United and the unique opportunity that you have and the organization has to serve people in the area.
We really look at local dollars going for local needs. Hearts United has a thrift store, but that helps to fund our other endeavors to help people with emergency assistance. And just last year, we helped with $45,000 for the people who had need in our local area.
And what type of needs? What are we talking about here? Give us some specific examples.
I always say life necessities, utilities, rent, food. Those are really the main items.
Right. Okay. So somebody gets in a pinch, and from time to time we all do, I guess, and some worse than others. And so Hearts United is right there. And they would be able to contact you, contact Hearts United, and make an appointment, obviously, and work things out.
We take appointments 3 days a week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
This is one of the aspects of life in America nowadays that a lot of people, number one, don't want to think about, or number two, don't know about, that there's a need almost on a daily basis for people who need help.
Right. And really an increasing need for people who need shelter, with homes being foreclosed on, rents being so high. So there is a tremendous need.
And how do you help them, folks out who need shelter?
We do have a transitional apartment, but only one. We'd be much better to have more, but that they can stay in rent-free for 3 months, hopefully being able to get a job and be able to find a place to live. Most of the people we serve for that are single mothers with children.
Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous need to help single mothers because they kind of are the in-betweens. They fall into the gap a lot of times as far as financial, how much aid there is available to them, the various aspects of the law, which, you know, can be as confusing as all get out. So your organization is wonderful to be able to help out. So
thank you.
Jerry, let's go to you. And I know you've been on the program here many a times and quite the entertainer. And what sort of special entertainment do you have planned for that night at the fundraiser?
Well, as Vicki said, I'm going to be entertaining with my Native American and Celtic flutes. I'm glad she made that specific. I hate showing up with my hula hoop and and ukulele, you know.
Well, that might be fun for one night, but, you know.
Fun for somebody, but not me. But anyway, I will have my Native American and my Celtic flutes, and I'll be playing all international type of music throughout the night, kind of mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, yeah, anyway, and it's not quite so boring. But I have two new CDs produced this year that's doing pretty well, and so I'll probably pick a few songs off of that. And I will bring my CDs out, have them available if people want them. And the proceeds of that also goes to Hearts United.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Jerry, one thing that you do such a great job of is explaining how you create these flutes and the fact that you're not always successful when you try to create one.
Yeah, but that keeps me warm in the winter.
Yeah, well.
Because the not-so-successful ones go in the fireplace.
but there's a – I mean, you've been doing this long enough, and people don't realize that you just don't go to a store and pull one off the shelf here. This is something that you've done and you've created. So there's a little bit extra specialness associated with this.
Yeah, I'm spoiled rotten, first of all. I have a heated and air-conditioned wood shop, and on those wintry, snowy days, that's a great place to hang out. Mm-hmm. And the thoughts that go through my mind, I'm in there by myself, and I'm carving on these flutes, and I could be clear back in the 50s visiting with a friend, or I might be in the future, you know. Who knows? But my mind just wanders. In fact, last year, the inspiration for one of my new CDs is called Imaginary Island. I had just received a message from a friend in New Zealand wanting me to come to New Zealand and do a program for them. And I thought, well, you know what? I haven't made enough money this year to go to New Zealand and back to play on a flute. So I turned him down. And it's the third year in a row I've turned him down. And also, I was supposed to do a round-trip visit to Australia and go through a tour in New South Wales. Well, I turned it down. And it wasn't any more than 5 minutes after I said, no, I'm not going to make it. I looked out, and here comes the ice storm. Snow and ice and rain. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I could be down in New Zealand,
where it's warm,
toasting my toes on the beach, and here I am looking out this window at this. So I meandered out to my music room, and I sat there for a few minutes moaning and groaning, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to close my eyes and drift off and imagine that's where I'm at. So I came up with the CD Imaginary Island, and after about 400 different drums from all over the world and the sound of macaws in the forest and ocean waves lapping on the sunny beach, I've got a brand new CD out, and I still haven't made it to New Zealand. but it's inspirations like that that carries me on.
Inspirations and longings, perhaps, to get to a place where it's warm.
Yeah, I'm hoping one of these days the ship will come in and I'll be able to take that trip.
And another interesting thing, Jerry, you are very capable of using the sounds that are around you, which you have done for years and years and years, where you incorporate just normal everyday what would people would think would be noise, but they are sounds and they have interesting attributes.
Yeah, when I first moved into my neighborhood, it was about, oh, maybe 4 o'clock one morning, lightning and thunder and everything else, and I could hear the neighbor's dog barking. Well, they got up to see what was going on, and there's old Jerry out there standing under a plastic trash bag recording that lightning and thunder. I don't know if they were ready to call for the ambulance or what, but I saw their lights come on. I thought, you know what, I better knock on their door and tell them that it's okay.
Yeah, this is normal for
yeah,
me, guys.
Yeah, I don't do this often, but I record. You can hear the cracks of lightning, and then you can hear the thunder. I recorded rattlesnakes, wolves, coyotes, birds of every feather, ocean waves, and I've got a pretty good library of that stuff. And
one of the audio tracks that you put together, I remember vividly, is the sound of an approaching train and the Doppler effect of how it grows louder and then fades away, and you're able to record that and hear that in stereo, and it kind of blows your mind.
Yeah, in fact, I think I'm going to probably use that Thursday evening, next Thursday at the Moose.
That's great.
That's always somebody in the gang has heard that before, and they'll come up and bump me and say, are you going to play that song? And yupper, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's good. Vicki, let's talk a little bit about Hearts United. Again, this is a local organization. How did it, what are where did it get its start?
Actually, I am the founder of Hearts United, and actually had moved to this area to start a ministry with the poor. So started in 1999 just by some churches getting together, opened the thrift store in 2002, and it's grown from there.
Yeah. Thrift store does sells clothing items, furniture items,
household items. And actually we just lowered prices, so most items are below 99 cents.
And you do take some items from folks?
We take donations any time that we're open. Mm-hmm. We're open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 10 to 2.
And Hearts United is located, the business itself?
At 110 North Jackson in Litchfield.
Okay, so it's easy enough to find. The fundraiser, of course, is to help out with the cost of taking care of people who are in need. And obviously there's no government money to help out.
We take no government funds at all. So all of our funding usually comes from local donations.
Mm-hmm. And you depend on local people, the thrift shop. You don't go out and solicit other businesses per se.
No, not usually.
Yeah. So this is a big fundraiser for Hearts United.
Yes, very important for us to continue in ministry.
And if perhaps people don't realize, but if you've ever been in the situation where you have no place to stay, especially if you're a single parent and you have a couple of kids, this is a critical situation, and sometimes your back is against the wall, and here to have something like Hearts United to help out, it's a tremendous, tremendous ministry, basically, is what it is.
I think most people in this area do not realize how many homeless we actually have, and those numbers are increasing.
And this is something you see every day?
We're seeing more and more of it. And it's just heartbreaking to know that there's not a lot of resources for these people. Jobs, you know, the local jobs, most of them minimum wage, will not support someone getting a place to live.
Sure. Very true. Very true. You've had some success stories over the years, though.
We have had success stories. Most everyone that we've had in our apartment has either found a place to live and a lot of times a job. So those are success stories. And when we're able to keep someone's utilities on, mm-hmm. those kind of things. Just to share one story with you, when we first began, we had a young couple who had problems with the air conditioner, and the man went in to fix the air conditioner, and then there was water all over the floor, and he asked for a towel. And the young man said to him, "We have only one towel, and we use it between the three of us." They had a newborn baby. And those are the things that we do not realize what the need is.
And here we are in the greatest nation in the world, and we have situations like that, which
yes.
is very, very frustrating.
It
very,
is.
Very frustrating. And when people come in and end up using the apartment, do you allow them, or do you have access to other organizations, other means of helping them, maybe getting in contact with somebody, you know, contacts?
Right. Right. We use the Elizabeth Ann Seton program mm-hmm. quite a bit for parenting. CEFS, who has government funds, so that really helps us out. And the local housing authority, the Montgomery County Housing Authority, it's a great resource for us to find a place for people to live. But what has happened in the last year is that people are staying put in those subsidized housing, so people are not leaving, so there's not room for people to move in. So the last I checked, there was over a year waiting list to be able to get into subsidized housing.
That makes it pretty difficult.
It is.
So on the fundraiser coming up on Thursday, July 7th, it'll run from 7 till 9 at the Litchfield Moose. talk about some of the refreshments. What sort of munchies are going to be available there?
Actually, we're going to have a dessert buffet, and I think that should draw anyone.
We're in.
And just refreshments, tea and coffee, those kinds of things. But that's another thing that will be a positive thing that's going on with the fundraiser, along with Jerry being able to provide the entertainment on his flutes.
Almost kind of like neighbors getting together.
That's about what it is. It's a good time to sit around and chat and say hi to one of your old baseball team members. See what's going on. And you know, I've been into hearts also. Lori and I took some clothing over one time that our coat hangers shrink our clothing.
Really?
They do, yeah.
It's amazing how they do that.
Well, it's something to do with the coat.
I bet that's a common malady amongst...
I don't know, but in my house, if you hang something long enough on a coat hanger, it doesn't fit anymore when you take it off. So we took some of these shrunken objects over there, and while I was there, I snooped around a little bit, and they don't have throwaways over there. They have some pretty nice... I walked out of there with a nice-looking shirt, and so it's not just throwaways. There's some good household items over there, too.
And Vicki, not only are you trying to raise some money during this special fundraiser on Thursday night, but you're open to anybody who wants to donate any time. I mean, you could always have enjoy the benevolence of a local citizen, you know, whoever, maybe it's on their heart to help out somehow, you'd be more than welcome to take donations.
Definitely. We need cash donations, along with all the clothing and household items that people give and furniture. But cash is one of the things we need.
In the store itself, do you have an employee, or do you run it by yourself?
Actually, we have three employees right now. We have I'm an executive director, and then we have a thrift store manager and an administrator. And at this point, I'm only working 5 hours a week, so the administrator and the thrift store manager usually run that.
Trying to keep everything going and keep the doors open is a full-time job beyond 40 hours a week.
Amen.
I can tell you that. I can tell you that. Vicki, thanks so much for joining us. Jerry, always good to see you, my friend.
Good to be here.
Come back and visit us again. We'll see if we can stir up a little more business for you here in a few more months and keep Hearts United alive and well and functioning. And maybe it would be nice to get in a couple more apartments available somewhere down the line. And again, that fundraiser on Thursday, July 7th, 7 to 9 at the Litchfield Moose Lodge. If you need more information, just
free admission.
Call. Free admission. It's a tin roof. It's on the house. All you got to do is show up.
Hope to see the place full of happy people.
There you go. There you go. Jerry Dowding, Vicki Schaefer, thank you very much. That's it for our special talk show here on Thursday morning on WSMI AM 1540, the station you can count on.